This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to The Real Reel, where we go behind the highlight reel and go into the unfiltered. I'm your host, Natalie Barbeau, and let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Real Reel podcast with me, Natalie Barbeau. Today, I am so excited because I am going to be talking about something that I have been inspired. Actually, I guess I've been inspired by something this weekend, and I'm excited to be able to intertwine it into a podcast episode. So if you guys don't know, the Tortured Poets Department came out this week, and I'm a huge Swiftie. And this episode, don't worry, if you're not a Swiftie, you'll still like this episode. It's not about the album, but it was definitely inspired by the album. But I am such a big Swiftie, and I feel like I'm one of the fans that, like, I'm not like decoding her Easter eggs, and I'm not, you know, doing math to figure out what she's saying. I definitely am on like Swiftie TikTok, where I am on, or Swift Talk, where I get all of the theories and like the meanings of the songs, and like that's literally the only thing that's on my TikTok right now. But I'm not the one doing it, you know, like I'm very comfortable just got like watching other people do it and sitting back and listening to the music and enjoying it. But I definitely love Taylor Swift. I've been to 3 of her concerts now. So I went to the Red Tour, the 1989 tour, and the Eras Tour. And I'm actually going again to the Eras Tour in Sweden. And I definitely want to go a third time when she comes to Miami. So I'm hoping to figure out a way to get tickets to that. But I was thinking, if I don't get tickets to that, because they're so expensive, I've already spent a lot of money going to Sweden for it. So I'm like, I don't want to spend $1,300 for a Miami ticket and sit in the nosebleeds. So I think what I'm going to do, I think I'm just going to show up to the stadium and buy tickets like once the concert has started. I feel like those tickets will probably be a lot cheaper because they need to sell them because they haven't been sold already. So, I mean, I live kind of close to the stadium, so might as well do that. So that's kind of going to be my plan, and I'll go alone. I don't care. So anyways, that's the preface for like where I'm at this week. It's just the fact that Taylor Swift released a new album and I'm so excited for it. And so she's been like my most listened to artist for literally ever since Spotify Wrapped came out. I think 1 year she wasn't my most listened to, and it was probably a year she didn't come out with an album. But besides that, she's definitely been my most listened to artist. I've just been a fan of hers for so long. So anyways, all that to say is that this album really made me think about moving on and getting over something, and I wanted to talk about how to move on. And I haven't done a video or a podcast episode about, you know, breakups in maybe since the year mark. So that would have been August of last year. So if you guys are new here or you don't know, I was in a relationship for 4 years, and I don't want to like beat a dead horse. Like, I hope that if, like, I don't know if anyone that knows me personally or knows him personally is watching this, they're not like, oh my God, here she goes talking about this again, because I do fully feel like moved on, even though I'm not moved on with someone else. Like, I feel like in my heart, I am moved on. Like, I don't miss the relationship. I'm not like wishing we were back together or anything like that. I don't think about him that often. So I hope that that is like comes across, because I don't want people to think that I'm still like, oh my God, here she goes talking about this again. But I think it's one of the most universal experiences is heartbreak. And it's also one of the most painful, one of the most heartbreaking, one of the most painful situations. And so many people, when you're in that moment of heartbreak, it's not just a singular moment. It can last years, it can last months, it can last for a very, very long time. And I think what brought me comfort, at least, is when I would listen to other people that had gone through it, when I talked to my friends that had gone through it. And I hope that my content, like, even though I am over the situation, I hope that gives you hope. And I also hope that you can look at this situation, like, let's say you're in the thick of a breakup, you can kind of see the progression that I've been at, because I did you know, I've been on YouTube and been on social media the entire time. So you can even see my relationship, then the breakup, then how I got over it. And I hope that this episode is also tips for anyone with like how to move on. And it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. I think it can be moving on from anything, like whether it's a friendship breakup, a relationship breakup, whether you even just had a crush on someone and they didn't like you back. Like even something as simple and as small as that, I think can have such an impact in our lives. And so I hope that if you're going through anything that you just are kind of like ready to move on from it, or you're hoping to heal, I hope this episode can be a part of that healing journey, because I know it's definitely a journey and I've been there and I think you're always going through it. Like I'm not gonna lie and I'm not gonna sit here and say like, oh yeah, that relationship happened, it ended, and it hasn't impacted me since. Like, of course, it's impacted me. Like, it's impacted so much of my who I am today. And so I don't always want to talk about it, but I do think that I'm not going to be embarrassed to talk about it either, because it did shape my current day and it did shape who I am today. And so I hope that that's like made clear. I'm giving a lot of disclaimers, but I don't know. I just always, sometimes I feel embarrassed if I'm like talking about it, because I'm like, wait, this happened so long ago. Why am I still talking about it? But then I still get messages today where people tell me that my breakup video has helped them, where they tell me that the episode when I was, you know, a year out of, you know, being broke, like the breakup, that has helped them. And so I'm gonna keep doing it, because I know that most people relate. It's just like not everyone has a platform where they're talking about it all the time. And so I'm here to deliver. But anyways, it is because the Tortured Poets Department was released and I have listened to that album probably 9 times through. I'm not kidding. It's like a 2-hour long album. I've probably spent a whole 18 hours listening to it. I wake up and I'm like singing a song. Like it's like every morning I wake up and I'm like, what's the lyric that's stuck in my head today? I think that it's her best album. I think it's a work of art. Some of you are probably like, okay, next. But I just really loved it because it reminds me that no matter what situation you were in, whether it was a 6-year relationship like her, or whether it was like someone that you've a rebound that you've constantly gone back to, like Maddie, that it can affect you in profound ways. And what I love about it and what it reminded me of, and I hope this also brings like hope. I keep saying hope, but I really do hope that you relate to this and realize that you're not alone, is that you do not have to go through the, you know, like 10-year, 6-year, 4-year relationship to feel heartbroken. You can feel heartbroken. You can feel sad. You can feel crazy about the smallest situations. And so this episode is not just about how to move on from a long-term relationship. It's how to move on in general. Let's talk about styling hair, because it is a whole production, especially when you are battling frizz. And take it from me, I live in Miami, Florida. It is about to be summer. I really know frizz, but honestly, I would rather be doing something else, like booking a spontaneous vacation to St. Barts or rewatching the Eras Tour for like the 3rd time. You know, the important stuff. But who actually has time for frizz? Introducing Way's new anti-frizz cream. It is like a superhero for your hair. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. I actually brought it on a trip with me and my friend borrowed it and she purchased it right then and there because it was that good. So how does this fit into my hair routine? It is the best thing I could have done for my hair. I am all about saving time and the anti-frizz cream does just that. Plus the Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent is so amazing. You can think bergamot, Italian lemon violet, and more. And as someone who is always concerned about heat damage, because I definitely use a lot of heat on my hair, this anti-frizz cream provides heat protection, which is such a big relief. And my hair feels so much lighter and looks smoother after using it. Get busy being frizz-free with Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's not just about taming frizz. It also provides heat protection up to 450 degrees, reduces and repairs split ends, quenches dry hair with intense hydration, and according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agree that their hair looked less frizzy after using it. I can definitely contest that. And while you're at it, check out Way's other bestsellers like the leave-in conditioner, which I also use, detox shampoo, fragrances, hair oils, and hair gloss. They're all essential for achieving that salon-worthy look at home. So you can frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code RealReal for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code RealReal.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today, as it should, with Earnin. Earnin is an app that is changing the game when it comes to getting paid. Imagine having access to the money you've earned as you work, not just waiting for payday. With Earnin, you can access up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So think about it. The next time you're planning a special night out, you need a last-minute gift for a loved one, or you face an unexpected expense, like maybe a trip to the vet, Earnin has you covered. For me, it's about having the flexibility to handle those surprise expenses that life throws my way. So whether it's unexpected bills or needing to cover rent when things are tight, Earnin gives me peace of mind knowing that I have access to my hard-earned cash when I need it most. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type RealReal under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show, so please don't forget that step. RealReal under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Since my long-term relationship, I haven't been in another relationship, so I have been single for a little over a year and a half now. It's been a year and 8 months, which is crazy. So yeah, it's been a year and 8 months. Time has flown, but I haven't been in another relationship. However, I've definitely had crushes and I've liked some guys, and not that many. I've gone on a few dates, but truthfully, I would say there was like one particular person who I really liked, who I think I felt crazy because I like really liked them, even though they did not like me in that way. And I just felt like so insane because I was like, why do I like this person so much? Like, why am I getting so much anxiety over this person that does not give me the time of day? Like, could care less if I lived or died. Like, what is wrong with me? And I feel like that's just so relatable. And it's one of those things where like you feel so deeply about this person, and I think it's like sometimes the situationships or the crushes, honestly, I wouldn't even call this a situationship. The crushes, the people that you like, the people that you, you know, are wanting, like having a bunch of anxiety over, sometimes those can hurt more because you think about all of these scenarios in your head about what if. Like with this one particular person, I really liked them, and I in my head was like, wow, like they have so many characteristics that I want in someone. You know, we have similarities in certain situations. I like get along with him really well, and I would draw up a bunch of like conclusions in my head, like, oh, okay, like this is meant to be, and the reason why we met is because this is gonna like be my next boyfriend. And you know, you would like, I would dream up of situations in my head about how much I liked this person and about like the future and being like, oh my gosh, this is so cute, like how we met or whatever. You know, like there's so many situations that I like concocted in my head. And the thing is that this person was not feeling that way at all about me. To him, I was probably just some other girl that he like, you know, talked to and on to the next, and literally didn't think about me more than like 5 minutes. And so, but in my head, because I had like made up all of these situations in my mind, I was like so sad. I wouldn't say heartbroken. I think it was more just like, I felt crazy. Like I felt like insane because the logical part of my brain was like, wait, you don't even know him that well. You've barely talked to him. Like you've, in the grand scheme of things, you've barely talked to him. You, like nothing happened between you guys. Like, why do you like him so much? Like, you're literally insane. Like, this was my inner monologue. But then the other part of my brain had already come up with all of these situations and all of these like future plans and all of like made up this story about this person and like our future non-existent relationship. And I was like, oh, I'm like grieving the what ifs and like the potential. And I felt so embarrassed because I would talk to my friends about this person and I would like, you know, tell them every single interaction that we ever had. And I would just be so like, they knew how much I liked this person. And then when like, I had nothing to show for it, you know, it was like, okay, and then what? And it was like, oh, okay, nothing. Like nothing happened, nothing. We never ended up dating. He didn't like me. And it's just like embarrassing because you're so sad about something that meant nothing to the other person, or you're so sad about something that seems so insignificant because nothing did happen and it, you know, didn't turn into a relationship, but yet you feel crazy because you're like so sad about it. And sometimes those situations and those feelings can feel worse sometimes than even like a breakup. And not to say that it like, I felt worse than a breakup. Like, I don't think I really like cried over this situation, or I wasn't like heartbroken, but I felt insane. Like, I felt like anger and sadness and confusion. And, you know, it was like a million emotions versus when I broke up with my boyfriend of 4 years. I literally just felt heartbroken, depressed, sadness. Like, there was no anger or confusion or anything like that. It was just like pure sadness. And so I think that's the difference, at least for me, is a lot of times when you're grieving a long-term relationship, you already know the what if because it ran its course. Like, it's one of those things where like, you were in a relationship, you did all of the things, you know, you got to know the person really, really well, you knew everything about them, and then it ran its course. And that's just like so heartbreaking. Like, it's more like depressing versus a situationship or someone that you have a crush on. It never got to run its course. So in your head, you built this person up. And then when it doesn't come true and it doesn't come to fruition, you're left angry, confused, embarrassed, upset, sad. Like, it's like a million emotions. And this album, going back to it, made me feel so like validated in those feelings, because even in the song like Guilty as Sin, where it's like they never even kissed or touched or whatever it was, you know, it's like, but she's like fantasizing about this person, and like she's just like fantasizing about this other person that nothing has happened yet, but like in her head everything's already happened. At least that's how I interpreted the song. And it's so true, because it's like in my head I know how this is going to play out. And then when it doesn't, it's like, wait, what the heck? Or I feel like the songs about Maddie in the album are more like anger and like, what the heck? And like, how could you? And you suck. And like, part of me, I'm like, I want to send The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived to someone. Like, that song, I would love to send it to someone. But like, if I sent it to that person, they probably wouldn't even understand, because like, to them, it wasn't that, you know? And it's so interesting how you can have these relationships with people and it's just like two totally different things, or two totally different situations. Like, to you, you could have been like in love and obsessed and all of this, and to the other person, they're like, wait, what? I had no idea. I didn't feel that way at all. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about, is one, you feeling validated that sometimes the smallest situations can leave you the most angry and anxiety ridden and sad. And then the long-term breakups are usually, in my case, obviously, if someone cheated or if something, you know, was really upsetting about it, I think that you would definitely feel a lot of anger. But for me, I didn't feel any anger or like animosity. I just felt a lot of like sadness and heartbreak. And like, how do you move on from both of those situations? And I think from both of those situations, the grieving process and the move on process is actually the same, even though one feels more significant than the other. And so I just want to thank Taylor Swift for inspiring this podcast episode. So anyways, how do you move on? How did I move on? How do you get over these situations? And please comment, DM, let me know if you resonate or if you relate to any of this, because I think that it's a universal experience, especially for girls. I don't know how guys are. Like, if you are a man and you're watching this, do you dream up situations in your head and like think about marriage and your future and like what that's going to look like? And like, oh my God, this is such a meet cute and blah, 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 blah. Like, do you think about all of that? Or is that like a genuine like female experience? Because I know that me and my friends all feel that way, but like, I don't know if guys feel that way about people that they have crushes on. And so this is why I like having like a girl audience, because for the most part, I know I have some guys that listen, love you guys too, but for the most part, this is, I have like 80 to 85% female audience. And so I hope that this is like a universal experience. So please DM me if you feel this way and make me feel less crazy. And then the other side of it, which I'm just going to add another point, the other side of it is I'm like, oh my God, I like just turned 28. And I'm like, I'm 28. Like, I should be more mature than this. I should not be like feeling this way over a literal loser. But at the end of the day, we do. And Taylor Swift is 34 and she's writing about Maddie Healy. And they were not as long term as her and like her other relationships. So you know what? I feel justified. Anyways, okay. So I think the first thing in order to move on from someone is whether or not you're breaking up with any, like whatever it is, whatever situation you want to move on from, you have to be able to feel your feelings. You have to let yourself feel sad, angry, confused, emotional, depressed, whatever it is you want to feel. Like you have to allow yourself to feel it. I think when people are like, I'm fine. I broke up with someone, but I'm going to get over it. I'm over him. Like I'm, you know, like on top, who cares? Like I didn't even like him anyways. I feel like you end up exploding. I don't know about most people, but at least for me, like when I have things bottled up inside, I will literally explode if I do not allow myself to feel those situations. And I also allow myself to talk about it, not to no end, because like I know your friends can get annoyed and stuff like that. And that's probably where therapy is a great option. I personally have only done therapy once and I've been to like 2 sessions. So I am not someone that I can like speak on it that wholeheartedly, but I am very pro therapy. I think it's like can be very, very, very helpful. For me, though, I used my family, I used my friends to talk about it. And it reminds me a lot of the Sex and the City episode where Carrie and Big break up and she's talking about it with all of her friends. And her friends at one point are like, okay, enough. You've talked about him for way too long. Like, you need to see a therapist. But it also reminded me that, like, that is normal to just, like, need to talk about it all the time. But you have to put a stop to it. You know, you can't obsess over it. So that's why I think it's so fine to like feel any feeling that you're feeling in the moment. Like feel sad, feel angry, feel upset. Talk to your friends about it. Talk to your family about it. Talk to a therapist. And then realize like, okay, I got all these feelings out. I wrote them down. I got them out. I talked about them. I felt them. Now I can breathe. And now I can like, I'm ready to like take that next step. Because I feel like if you don't, you're just going to hold it in and you will explode. Or you're going to like jumble up your feelings even more and feel even more confused when you're not over a situation 3 years later. So definitely feel all your emotions, talk about it. I mean, I know when I broke up with my boyfriend, I cried for like 3 weeks straight. And then even later, like I was crying, like not consistently, but I remember even a year after we broke up, I had like a good cry session, like a good like cry. And part of it was also that we weren't like no contact. So I don't think that that helped. But I think it's okay for you to feel all of the feelings that you're feeling. And it's very normal. And then once you feel all of those feelings, once you feel sadness, once you feel anger, once you feel confusion, all of those things, I think you have to come to a realization that it was for the best. If you live in this mindset of, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Is this the biggest mistake of my life? Did I just like ruin my entire life? Or if you maybe, let's say, got broken up with, or, you know, the person didn't reciprocate their feelings, a lot of times we can think like, well, the love of my life is gone, or like, I just messed things up with like my person. And I am a firm believer that like God has much bigger plans than you could ever dream. And if that person did not appreciate you, if that person was not right for you, if that person, you know, decided that they wanted to end things with you or didn't like you or whatever it is, he is not the one. And I'm talking like girl to girl here, but whatever it is, like she is not the one, he is not the one, whoever. Your person will appreciate you, will love you, will want to be with you. They will not make you confused. And whenever I am going through a feeling of like feeling sad if someone doesn't like me, or being like, wait, why didn't they text me back? Or why didn't they invite me to hang out? Or why didn't they want to see me? I always think that my future husband is not going to make me feel this way. Like, he's not going to make me feel confused. He's not going to make me feel, you know, embarrassed. Like, it's going to be easy, especially in the beginning. And I always go back to that. And now that I have like moved on from situations and I feel like I've grieved because I've allowed myself to feel emotions, I always go back to that. And it literally brings me so much peace because I know that my future person will not do that to me. And so whenever I have a guy, like for example, the other day, let's do a little story time in the middle of this. I had a Hinge date on Friday night. So this guy texted me on Monday and first of all, I'm like the worst at checking Hinge. So I'm responding like once a week to this guy on Hinge. But I'm like, you know what? Let me just like give him my number because he's like telling me that he wants to take me to this restaurant and it looks really nice, whatever. So send him my number. I'm like, hey, let's plan it here. So he texts me. He's being very responsive. He's like, hey, like picked out this great place. He picked out this place based on like a prompt that I had said. He was like, oh, like has great appetizers. Like you're going to love it, whatever. He's being like super nice. So I'm like, okay, cool. And keep in mind, like, I don't get attached to guys through text. Like, I have to meet you and I have to get to know you. Like, there's not a single Hinge date that I've ever been excited to go on or date that I've been excited to go on until I meet the person. Because, like, I don't know. I can't draw up conclusions and fantasies if I haven't, like, met you in person. And so I give him my number. He's planning this date. He's like, hey, like, I made a reservation for, you know, 8 o'clock at this place. Like, it's a little later because I'm traveling from a city, like he lives further north, so it would have taken him over an hour to get to this restaurant. And I was like, okay, like great, sounds good, whatever, plan it. We're kind of chatting back and forth. At one point he stops responding, but like I don't really care because I'm not a big texter. I don't like texting all the time, so makes sense, whatever. We plan the date, I'll see him on Friday. So Thursday comes around and I hadn't heard from him, and I'm like, okay, weird, but you know, like this is very, very weird. And so I'm like, okay, if he doesn't respond and like follow up with me by Friday at like noon, I'm just not going to this. Like, I'm not going to waste my time. And Friday comes around, he never texts me. So like, obviously I don't show up to the date and he doesn't ever end up texting me. But for me, I'm like, what in the world? Like, why would he have made a reservation, made a plan, like been like so nice, and then all of a sudden just like doesn't follow up and doesn't respond? And I know some of you are probably like, well, Natalie, you should have followed up. The reason why I didn't was because the last text was me asking him a question. It was like we were having a conversation. The last text was me asking him a question. He never responded. I am not about to embarrass myself and follow up. Clearly, like if, and I always think, if this guy is relevant to me and like supposed to be in my life, he would have followed up. I am not against texting first. I'm not against any of that. But like I was already left on read, and then now I'm going to follow up. Absolutely not. Like, I'm just not doing that. So I always think in my head, like, okay, clearly this person was not meant to be, because if he was, that just like would not have happened. So think about that. Like, if you got broken up with, if you broke up with someone, remember the reasons why you broke up. That is not your future person. And like someone else is going to come along and it's going to be so much better. And I cannot wait until I am dating someone or married to someone and I can look back on this episode and be like, yep, see, I knew it. And that just brings me so much peace. And so now I've gotten really, really good at like not allowing myself to get upset at situations, because I just keep thinking, like, my word of the year this year was faithful. And it's just to remind myself that like God is faithful, and no matter what, the right person will come along and I'm not gonna have to question it. So good riddance to all of these like losers. And I can't wait to find my person. And when I say losers, I'm not trying to like attack your character. I'm just saying losers in my life, you know, like they're not meant for me. Anyways, okay. So once you realize that that is for the best, like that relationship or whatever ended because it was for your greater good, then I think it really, really does help and it changes your entire mindset. And then the other thing is just to like lean on things that make you really happy. So whether it's your friends, whether it's things you're excited about. I remember when I went through my breakup, I made a list on my phone of everything I was excited about, and it included travel and including tennis lessons and including learning how to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. It included like diving more into YouTube and my podcast. And I like set my eyes on like those things and those distractions. And I know some people are like anti-distraction. They're like, no, you just have to like let yourself feel it, blah, 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 blah. I agree. Like I said, the first point, you have to let yourself feel it. But I also agree, two things can be true. You have to distract yourself too. You have to let yourself feel it, and then you can't wallow in that forever. So you have to get up and distract yourself. And the things that you're going to distract yourself with are your friends, your hobbies, making new hobbies, doing things alone and making like new memories at the places that maybe you had memories with that person. That helped so, so much. And I can confidently say that like things don't really remind me of anyone anymore, like any of my past relationships. Like, of course, there are certain things that will remind me of them, but I used to not be able to like be in my own apartment, because when me and my boyfriend, like he was here all the time. So like everything in my apartment reminded me of him. It's like that Gracie Abrams song where it's like, everything in my apartment is haunted. I think that's the lyric. Like everything's haunted at her apartment about her ex-boyfriend. That song got me through my breakup. What? Oh my God. What is it called? It's nothing happened in the way I wanted. Every corner of this place is haunted. That song. Na, 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 na. I miss you. I'm sorry. That's the song. Okay. That song got me through my breakup and every lyric of it rang true for me. But yeah, I think that you have to start like distracting yourself and making new memories and doing things that you want to do for yourself and not for anyone else. This is something my younger self would do a lot. Not really me anymore, because now I really don't care. But when I was younger, I would do things specifically so guys thought I was cool. Like I would want to like do hobbies because a guy would think it's cool, or I would post something because a guy would think it's cool. Now I've leaned into that mindset of like my future husband will not care about like if I do this, so I'm going to do it because I want to do it. And it is literally so liberating. Like I used to be really embarrassed even sometimes about like the content I would post, and I would be like, oh, I don't want to like promote my like YouTube channel, or I don't want to promote, you know, this podcast that's talking about like boys and relationships. And like, of course, some of that still lingers, but also I'm like, the person I'm with won't care about that. They're not going to care. Like they're going to love it. Actually, they're going to be so supportive of it. And let's keep in theme with Taylor Swift. Do you think Travis cares that she writes about her ex-boyfriends? No, he doesn't. And so your person will not care about the stuff that you genuinely love to do. Or I guess they will care, but they won't hold it against you. They will actually be like so supportive of it. And then lastly, I just think you have to remind yourself to put yourself out there and continue to, you know, show up and not wallow. And for me, that looks like going on dates and meeting new people. And I'm not holding as much pressure to it anymore. I'm really trying not to like fantasize and, you know, like think about all of the potential before I ever meet the person or before I really get to know the person, because that has definitely hurt me in the past. But I'm still putting myself out there and letting myself feel like excited and letting myself, you know, be in situations where I can, you know, meet someone else and move on and, you know, still be myself, if that makes sense. And so those are kind of my tips on how to move on and how to just like get back out there and how to like grieve a relationship. And I hope that this helps. Thank you, Taylor, for inspiring this. But yeah, I just really hope it helps, because I think it's a more universal situation than you and I know. Like, I think sometimes it's easy to feel embarrassed that we're the only people in the world feeling this way about someone that literally doesn't care about us, or it's like embarrassing, like they like someone else but we like them so much, like, oh my gosh, like I'm a loser, or I'm so like I'm ugly, or I'm not good enough. And like, it doesn't have to do with you. It is for the best. It has nothing to do with you. This is all part of the plan, and you are going to be okay. And coming from experience, I'm someone that was never single. The past almost 2 years of being single have been the best of my life, and I would never trade them for anything. I am so grateful for them. And I know when I enter my next relationship, I am coming into it being such a better person than I was 2 years ago. And so I'm just really, really grateful for that. So anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode, and please DM me so we can have this camaraderie and that we can like talk about this. That's like when the podcast comes to life. And that's like my favorite part about doing the podcast, is when you leave comments on the YouTube channel or you DM me and you let me know what you think. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, I hope you enjoyed. And yeah, thank you guys. I love you. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Real Real. I hope that you enjoyed. And don't forget to rate, review, follow, or subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You can follow me personally on Instagram at Natalie Barbu and the podcast at The Real Real Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.
Hey, my name is Lo Von Rumpf, and I've been working my ass off as a celebrity stylist by day and a podcast host by night. At the Low Life Podcast, it's all about keeping it real. We're talking fashion, beauty, to religion, sex, drugs, mental health. I mean, there's no topic off limits here, and vulnerability is mandatory. You can find my podcast, The Low Life, that's L-O, no W, everywhere and anywhere you listen to your podcasts. New episodes are out every Thursday. We'll see you then.
Hey there, my name is Renee Rina, and I am the mom friend you have always wanted. I am also the host of the Mom Room podcast. We publish 2 episodes per week, a co-hosted episode on Tuesdays and a solo episode on Thursdays. Popular topics include pooping and having sex after giving birth. I have a solo episode where I talk about not sharing a bed with my husband and why that's okay. I hope you'll tune in to these conversations every week. Join us on Instagram at The Mom Room Podcast and start to feel a little less alone in this crazy thing called motherhood.